Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Humboldt County has its first documented case of measles in a while. A Humboldt County man who recently returned from a trip overseas was admitted to a local hospital with a case of the measles in the past week. The man was met by his family in San Francisco after returning to the United States, and they drove back to Humboldt County. The next day, the man, who will remain anonymous, went to the hospital and the disease was discovered. Measles is a highly contagious disease that can be spread by coughing, sneezing, or touching. Public health nurse Eric Gordon said the case reinforces the importance of vaccines. The man in this case is unvaccinated. Measles is normally prevented by the measles, mumps, rubella vaccination, and more than 90% of all cases reported in the U.S. originate from overseas locations. A 19-year-old Arcata man is facing charges in connection with an in-home drug business, including prescription drugs. Yesterday, police arrested 19-year-old Michael Joseph Allegra and charged him with manufacture and possession of illegal drugs and also illegal firearms. Tuesday, police served a search warrant on a Patrick Court home and found 1,000 Xanax pills with an estimated street value of $7,000. They also found marijuana and equipment to make a more potent mixture of it. They also discovered a tactical shotgun and an AR-15. So how successful are people in the local marijuana business? Well, a group at Humboldt State University has been studying that, and Dan Squire has a report.
They don't come to the region for the marijuana, and they don't sell marijuana as a means to support themselves while they are here. Those are some of the conclusions that are contained in a paper from the Humboldt State Interdisciplinary Institute of Marijuana Research. We found that students report that it is more difficult to find a job in marijuana production than a job in other industries, said one of the study's co-authors, Eric Eschker. Students report less yearly earnings, fewer working hours, and fewer working months in a marijuana-related job. More than 500 students responded to the survey, and only 12 said they owned or operated a marijuana cultivation site, while the vast majority of students who did find work in the industry did so as trimmers.
Humboldt County voters are trying to decide if they want an incumbent or a newcomer in the 4th District Supervisor's seat. Virginia Bass is running against Chris Carrigan, a former Eureka City Council member. We sat down to talk to Carrigan about the issues and about how to get along with people on the board.
There are cases and situations where you can't make a compromise or you have to take a stand. But I think what's important is that you don't let that issue carry on to other issues, that you don't let past disagreements or personalities keep you from working together.
And if you want to hear Chris Carrigan's interview in its entirety, you can hear it on our website, KINS1063.com. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Authorities are still looking for more information about that case of animal cruelty on Route 36, and Humboldt County authorities are investigating. They were tipped off by the Caltrans worker, and Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies found two pit bull dogs hanging from a tree, and they were dead. They'd been shot in the head. Nearby, someone had put a spray-painted sign reading, "All stray dogs must die." The dogs were located near the Mile 38 marker in Dinsmore. The closest residence was a half mile away. Investigators are trying to determine who shot the dogs and why they shot the dogs. Eureka police have four new people on the force. They have sworn in two new police officers, Dustin Nance and Abraham Jansen. But they also swore in a new dispatcher, Julie Trepanier, and a record specialist, Andrea Schutt. And now they're turning to recruiting more police officers because they've been severely shorthanded in recent months. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.